91X News.
It's plus 8 and sunny. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. The funeral for an Ontario-based military technician who died on a rescue mission in Nunavut will be held tomorrow. A full military funeral for Sergeant Yannick Gilbert will be held at CFB Vercartier. Gilbert died last week while he and two other rescue technicians from 424 Squadron were trying to rescue two men stranded in a boat in choppy water. The Quebec native was based at CFB Trenton. Well, there was a house fire in Belleville yesterday afternoon. Dan Canatero has the details.
An abandoned house near James Street and Grant Street yesterday has residents wondering. Gordon Downey lives in the area and says there's no real solution.
I don't know. Is there a solution other than cameras on every street corner?
Downey also said he believes arson could have been to blame. Dan Canatero, 91X News, Belleville.
People are rolling up their sleeves at Loyalist College today. The Canadian Blood Services is holding a blood donation clinic at the college. The clinic kicked off this morning at 9:30 and wraps up in half an hour. The lineup was so long at times, in fact, people without appointments this morning were being asked to return later in the day. Canadian Blood Services coordinator Linda Mather says it's a good sign to see a lot of young people donating.
It's very important that we increase our donor base, and we really target a younger demographics of blood donors. So that's why doing high schools, colleges, and universities is so important to introduce the younger generation to the importance of donating blood.
This is the first of two blood donor clinics at the college this year. Canada's iconic beaver will be front and center on a new clothing line from Parks Canada. The agency is looking for companies to design beaver t-shirts, ball caps, and other merchandise, such as travel mugs and water bottles. The new items will be available in national parks and will eventually wind up on the internet and in stores in Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver. The flat-tailed rodent became Canada's national animal in 1975. Some Loyalist College students reacted today to the racist messages posted on bulletin boards around the school yesterday. The messages directed students to something called WhiteRabbitRadio.net. QNET News spoke to some students today about what they thought about the messages showing up on Loyalist College bulletin boards.
I only seen a couple of them. I've heard it being brought up between other people, but I don't know, I really don't care.
I think it's sad that people still think that racism is something that they should be putting out there.
I think that it is true, but I think the way she publicized it was inappropriate.
Totally stupid idea. It's 2011, and we hate people for something they can't change about themselves.
The material was removed from bulletin boards not long after the issue was raised. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Trenton Golden Hawks are looking to take the outright lead in the OJHL's East Division with a win tonight. The Hawks welcome the last-place Peterborough Lifflock Stars to town. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens. The Wellington Dukes are also in action tonight as they play host to the St. Michael's Majors. The Dukes are hoping to rebound from last night's 4-2 loss to the Kingston Voyageurs. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the S-Rock Arena. The CFL playoff race is going down to the final weekend of the season. A win for the Edmonton Eskimos tonight against Saskatchewan, combined with losses for Calgary and BC tomorrow, will ensure them top spot in the West. In the East, it will be either Montreal or Winnipeg who takes first place. It all depends on how the two teams do in separate games tomorrow. Top spot in each conference gets a bye to the second round and home field advantage. The Montreal Canadiens look like they have finally found their groove, but face a tough task in the Ottawa Senators tonight. The Habs are on a three-game winning streak after a slow start to the season. The Sens had a winning streak of their own, a six-gamer snapped Tuesday against the Boston Bruins. The game starts at 7:30 at the Scotiabank Place in Ottawa. In other Canadian action, the Flames travel east to Buffalo and the Canucks visit St. Louis. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Harrison Perkins with 91x weather.
Today, sunny, the high 7. Tonight, clear, low minus 4. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 7. Taking a look at Sunday, sunny with a high of 10. Right now, we have surpassed our high for the day, sitting at +8. I'm Harrison Perkins with Tim Baer, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX, 91.3 FM.
91X.fm.
Belleville.